Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
And we are reading Frankenstein. And we're almost finished the story.
So Frankenstein is a doctor.
Yeah, scientist.
And he made a monster out of the body parts of the dead people in the graves.
Not a very good idea. He was scared of the monster, so he ran away.
This made the monster lonely.So he went to search for a new place to live.
Yeah, he wants to make some friends. So everywhere he goes, people are scared of him, though, because he's ugly.
And the monster is sad at first, but then the sadness turns into hate. He decides to kill Frankenstein's brother.
Uh-oh.
But after killing Victor's brother, the monster wants...to kill Victor's whole family.
Right, so he's threatened Victor's family. He told Victor, make me a wife, and if you don't, I will kill all of your family.
Okay, so let's find out if Frankenstein follows the monster's orders in today's article.
Okay.
Frankenstein.
Victor begins building a female monster to save his own family. For months, he works on his project. Victor worries.
What if the two monsters have children? They might hurt everyone.
Before Victor finishes his project, he destroys the monster's wife. The monster is furious and kills the rest of Victor's family.Victor tells himself,
I must destroy my monster before he hurts anyone else.
He hunts the monster and follows him all the way to the North Pole. However, Victor never catches the monster. Instead, he dies in the freezing weather. After Victor dies, the monster cries and vanishes at the North Pole. No one ever sees him again.
Female, female. Our new pet is a female cat. Her name is Fluffy. Our new pet is a female cat. Her name is Fluffy. Worry, 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 worried, worried. Donald is worrying about his test score.Because he didn't study at all. Donald is worrying about his test score because he didn't study at all. Hunt, hunt. The police spent the whole night hunting for the thief. The police spent the whole night hunting for the thief. Freezing, freezing.We just want to stay home in bed on these freezing days. We just want to stay home in bed on these freezing days.
Okay, so Victor has a choice. He doesn't make another monster and his family dies, or he makes a new monster and his family lives. Neither of those are good choices, but...Victor loves his family. So here it says, Victor begins building a female monster to save his own family.
So this means he said yes to the monster. Victor 答应了怪物。现在呢，他开始造一个女性的怪物。这样一来呢，他可以拯救他自己的家人。
Okay, so we saw the word female to describe monster. Female is an adjective. It's spelled F-E-M-A-L-E, female, and we're going to find out what female means now. Female is the adjective that describes women or girls. Now, the opposite for men and boys is male. Here's an example sentence using female. Our new pet is a female cat. Her name is Fluffy. Our new pet is a female cat.Her name is Fluffy.
Female 这个形容词呢，代表是女性的、母的。那相反， 男性的公的就叫做 male, M-A-L-E, 就是把字首的 F-E 拿掉就可以了。那例句说呢，我们的新宠物是一只母猫，它的名字是 Fluffy.
Cute name.
So the male monster is going to have a female monster as his wife、mm-hmm. once Victor is done.
Right, so usually wives are female and、mm-hmm. husbands are male.
Right.
Okay, so here's what happens next. 4 months, he, that's Victor,、mm-hmm. works on his project.
所以有好几个月的时间他都在进行他的计划。To work on something 代表的是着手进行某事。Victor works on making a female monster for the male monster.
That's right, that's his project. He's、mm-hmm. making this new monster. Okay, while he's working on this female monster, Victor starts thinking. And he says, or here it says, Victor worries, what if the two monsters have children?
Victor 担心如果这两只怪物有小孩怎么办呢 What if 可以带出若某事发生该怎么办的句子 What if they want to have children? What if they really have children? What if this happens?、Mm-hmm. Victor worries.
That's right. These are all good things to worry about. Worry is a verb. It's spelled W-O-R-R-Y, worry. And we're going to find out what he's doing when he worries now. When something worries you, it makes you nervous or feel scared. You can also worry. Now, when you worry, you think about something a lot because it makes you nervous or unhappy. Here's an example sentence.Donald is worrying about his test score because he didn't study at all. Donald is worrying about his test score because he didn't study at all.
Worry 这个动词呢是担心。那 Donald 很担心他的考试成绩因为他之前完全没有读书。另外我们说呢 to worry about somebody or something 也可以说成 to be worried about somebody or something, 也就是担心某人某事物。所以带回例句中呢我们可以说 Donald is worried about his test score because he didn't study at all.
What is something that worries you, Elsie?
If I have to get up really early,
you're afraid,
the next morning.
You're worried that you'll sleep late.
Yes.
I usually worry, I think if anything, I worry most about money.
Money.
Money is really easy to worry、
yeah.
about. Will I have enough money? Okay, well, Victor's worried.、Mm-hmm. He's worried about the idea of the two monsters having children. Okay, so...Why would he be worried about that?
Because what might the children do to the world?
I suppose if you have more and more and more monsters.
And maybe the children will come back and say, hey, we want some siblings.
Right. We'll kill your family if you don't give us brothers and sisters. Not a very good thing. Okay,、mm-hmm. so Victor's thinking about what is going to happen if the monsters have children. Here he says...They might hurt everyone.
That's right. 他们可能会伤害每个人。
So not just Victor's family now. He's worried about everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so Victor makes a big decision.
What is it?
Before Victor finishes his project, he destroys the monster's wife.
Wow, 想到一切不好的结果 Victor 在完成之前就摧毁了。怪物的老婆 The monster is not gonna like it.
No, the monster does not like this at all.
You destroyed my wife.
His wife is gone. Of course, the monster is angry.、Mm-hmm. And here it says, the monster is furious and kills the rest of Victor's family.
Whoa, 怪物非常生气并且杀光了 Victor 的全家人。我们这边呢没有用 angry 哦，用的是 furious。这个形容词呢，代表的是 very very angry，、
mm-hmm.
或是 extremely angry， 非常愤怒的。
Think of the time that you were so angry you wanted to throw something. That's furious.
Furious， 狂怒的。
This is an interesting question,、mm-hmm. right? Because Victor killed his family by destroying this monster to save the world.
Yes.
So you have to wonder, I guess that's a good thing to do.
Maybe this scientist is turning to be a good scientist.
Ah, I like the way you think, Elsie. Okay, so the monster did exactly what he said he would. He killed Victor's family. Now, Victor has more ideas. He says, here it says, Victor tells himself, I must destroy my monster before he hurts anyone else.
Good job, Victor.
Yeah, Victor's starting to think now.
他告诉他自己呢，我必须在这只怪物伤害其他人之前摧毁它。
Okay, so the monster, obviously.
No wife now?
Yeah, he's got no wife. He's killed all of Victor's family. I feel like things are going to get angry here. Like, things are going to get really bad. And Victor is coming after... He's coming after the monster now, right? So the monster must be running away.
So Victor wants to kill the monster?
Right. He's going to kill the monster now. So here it says, he hunts the monster and follows him all the way to the North Pole.
所以他追捕这只怪物，一直追着他，追着他，一路追到了北极 North Pole.
That's really far away. So they've gone a really, really far distance here while Victor is hunting the monster. Now, hunt is a verb. It's spelled H-U-N-T, hunt. And we're going to find out what he's doing when he hunts the monster right now. In this sentence, hunt means to look for someone and chase after them to catch the person, especially if that person is your enemy or a criminal. Here's an example. The police spent the whole night hunting for the thief. The police spent the whole night hunting for the thief.
Hunt 这个动词呢是追捕，那我们以前学过它有捕猎的意思，所以猎人就叫做 hunter， 也就是在字尾加 er 就可以了。那例句说呢，警方花了整晚追捕那位小偷。
Okay, so we talked about this a bit before, but let's describe again where Frankenstein hunted the monster to.
All the way to the North Pole, 一路追到北极。
Right, so we know the North Pole because our story is about Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Say that Santa Claus lives in the North Pole. So it's really cold, it's really big, it's really empty up there. Okay, so lucky for the monster, but...Bad news for Frankenstein coming up.
How so?
Okay, here it says, however, Victor never catches the monster.
然而呢 ,Victor 并没有抓到这只怪物。Why didn't he catch him?
Good question. Here it says, instead, he, that's Victor, dies in the freezing weather.
取而代之的结果是 Victor 死在寒冷的天气中。Bad news. Okay, so instead, 这个副词呢是取而代之的意思，后面接出来的讯息才是真的有发生的。For example, I didn't go out last night. Instead, I stayed at home. 我昨晚没有出门，取而代之的是呢，我待在家里。Because it was freezing.
That's right. Now, you remember, we're in the North Pole now, so the weather is freezing. Freezing is an adjective. It's spelled F-R-E-E-Z-I-N-G, freezing. Let's find out what it means. Freezing means extremely cold. Freezing water is, you guessed it, ice. Freezing weather means it's very cold and there's lots of ice and snow outside. Here's an example. We just want to stay home in bed on these freezing days.We just want to stay home in bed on these freezing days.
Freezing 这个形容词呢是极冷的、严寒的，寒冷的程度呢是大于 cold 这个字。那在这寒冷的日子里面呢，我们只想要待在家里的被窝中。那 freeze 这个动词呢怎么拼 ？F-R-E-E-Z-E. Freeze 是结冻，所以呢冷冻库叫 freezer. F-R-E-E-Z-E-R.
Okay, so my favorite thing to do on a cold, freezing day, stay in bed.
Right.
Me too. Bed's nice and warm. Okay, so everyone the monster knows is dead. Victor's family, Victor, and now he's in the North Pole, so he doesn't know anyone else. Here it says, after Victor dies, the monster cries and vanishes at the North Pole.
所以在 Victor 死掉之后呢，这只怪物难过的哭了，并且消失在北极。我们用到 vanish 这个字，这个动词呢，指的是快速消失不见。
Gone. So the monster has disappeared. He's vanished at the North Pole. What happens to him? Nobody knows. Here it says, no one ever sees him again.
没有人再看过他了。Maybe he died too because he was too sad.
Or because it was freezing cold. Mm-hmm. But maybe he didn't.And he's still in the North Pole.
Or he's still here around us.
I think we'd know. All right, well, we don't know. We could think up a new story to end our Frankenstein story. Or maybe we could just write Frankenstein monster books. Oh, it's good ideas. All right, we're out of time. So we're going to go to Magic Box, and then we'll come right back for review time.
同学们已经知道要表示如果怎么样怎么样，我们可以用 if 这个连接词。我们举个例子比较具体啦，比如说最常见的例句就是 If it rains tomorrow, we can't go hiking. 如果明天下雨的话，我们就不能去爬山了。这样的例句中呢，如果下雨的话，我们知道很具体会发生什么事，就是不能去爬山。 Or in another example, If you can't come, please let me know first. 一样，我们知道如果不能出席的话，我们也很知道具体的做法，就是要先让别人知道。那如果是因为是既然是假设嘛，那就真的不知道发生了该怎么办，要怎么说呢？一样呢，我们可以举个例子比较好懂。比方说 ，If our plan doesn't work， 如果我们的计划没有成功，哎，我真的也不知道该怎么办。这样呢，要怎么表？这样的情境要怎么表达呢？我们可以来看看这个句型 ，What if 点点点，就是用来表示如果怎么样怎么样该怎么办。一样，刚刚这样的情境，哎，如果计划失败了要怎么办呢 ？What if our plan doesn't work？ 或者、啊、和朋友计划明天的行程，哎，如果有人问到说，哎，那如果下雨了该怎么办？What if it rains tomorrow? 所以啊，我们就可以归纳出，如果你不知道假设的情境真的发生了该怎么办，而且这样的情境通常都是不好的状况，就可以用 what if 的句型来表示。Let's see if you get it all. 大家想象得到最糟的情境是什么呢？大家应该都不想要惹妈妈生气，所以如果妈妈生气了该怎么办呢？ Can you try to make this sentence in English?
The answer is, what if mom gets angry? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time. We are going to do a definition game. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a definition.
Okay.
You need to give me a word power word.
All right.
Okay.
From today's word power words?
From today's, maybe a little secret surprise.
Okay.
Okay, so first definition. Something that is very, 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 very cold.
Helen, freezing!
Yes, freezing, like winter.
Ooh. Ding!
Okay.
I got 1 point.
Okay. This describes a person who is a girl.
Female.
Mm-hmm. What about a person who is a boy?
Male.
Oh, very good. Okay.
I want to give you one.
Okay.
I gotta wake up really early tomorrow, so look at my face. I'm so...
Oh, she's worrying.
Okay.
Yeah, she's afraid her alarm clock won't go off.
Mm-hmm. So the word is worry.
Worry, yes. Okay, we've got another one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To make something that was not here before.
To make something?That was not here before.
This is an older day.
Oh, tricky.
Uh-huh.
以前没有的东西现在有了、uh-huh. 那你就创造出来了 You created it
You did create C-R-E-A-T-E That was from one of our other days、
mm.
Okay, one more I am chasing after you、
mm-hmm.
To try to catch you What am I doing?
You're hunting me
Yes, hunt, H-U-N-T Alright, well, there are a lot of word power words in this article for
yeah,
you,
12
of them.、
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can play this game too with the rest of the words. But we have to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Frankenstein.
Victor begins building a female monster to save his own family. For months, he works on his project.Victor worries.
What if the two monsters have children? They might hurt everyone.
Before Victor finishes his project, he destroys the monster's wife. The monster is furious and kills the rest of Victor's family. Victor tells himself,
I must destroy my monster before he hurts anyone else.
He hunts the monster.And follows him all the way to the North Pole. However, Victor never catches the monster. Instead, he dies in the freezing weather. After Victor dies, the monster cries and vanishes at the North Pole. No one ever sees him again.
Female. Female.Our new pet is a female cat. Her name is Fluffy. Our new pet is a female cat. Her name is Fluffy. Worry, 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 worried, worried. Donald is worrying about his test score because he didn't study at all.Donald is worrying about his test score because he didn't study at all. Hunt, hunt. The police spent the whole night hunting for the thief. The police spent the whole night hunting for the thief. Freezing, freezing.We just want to stay home in bed.On these freezing days. We just want to stay home in bed on these freezing days.